Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I will be back about 12 o'clock or 12:15 from Camp David. I was coming back anyway. And I thought that we could get together over at the EOB then and sort of talk this thing out a bit.
Fine, sir.
You free at that point?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and have you done any further thinking on...
Yes, I think...
Have you talked to DeBrenan again or not? Or?
I've got a call into him. He went out for...
Now, the only thing that I was thinking there, if you want to play it at a higher level, I almost think I might have to talk to him at this point. In other words, to keep this lid on.
Yes.
And I will do it. I mean, I have a... What I have in mind is this. I think we just simply have to tell him that, Ambassador, we've... because of what happened and because of what of your people blowing this. I mean, then show him the papers. But this is, Chu has reacted as we would expect negatively. We had it all set because, that is, he was, you know, that so that he could play a part in it. But they're going to have a victory celebration. They played this. He put the whole thing out. And now he's thrown up his hands. Now, we do not think this is permanent. We think we can handle it. But the main thing is that two things. One, we will settle on the basis that we have described. Two, we have to have the time to settle, and you must not push us. And three, you need not be concerned about the election deadline. Remember, because he knows that, and that's a total commitment that you can pass on.
Well, I'm not sure I would
go far.
The commitment to go along the route outlined, because he knows that without you, there is no commitment.
Well, oh, I see your point.
Well,
that'd be dumping him.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him we've got we will say basically on all the military sides and so forth and so on, that's a deal, and we're ready to...
Right.
We'll work with you to see what we can work out.
Right.
We may have to go our own... We understand that we'll have to go our own way, but we haven't given up on Q. We're still working on it. We're still working on it. But we've got to put the lid on this thing and hold it.
That's right, and we need
and
them.
And we need you, and just say that our relations, the two great powers, must not be affected by the fact that these two pipsqueaks are acting the way they are. And that now let's keep our heads, and you keep theirs down, and we'll keep his down. But that's the responsibility. I really feel that that if I told him that, that could have quite an impact on him.
Yes, I do too. I do too.
So you think about it, and I'll be there at 12:15.
Okay.
And if we think well of it, we'll call him in. And just lay it out like that, but we'll talk it through first.
Fine.
Sure. But you had no other thoughts and since we've talked. The other thing is that I've done a little more thinking about one thing. I am just really adamant on Henry not going to Hanoi with this thing in mind, because basically the way it'll look is a complete surrender.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It'll be played that way, and also it'll look like Ramsey Clark... going to Hanoi, hat in hand, making their deal. Sure, we're going to get the prisoners back, and sure, you know, but they'll say, what the hell have we fought for, the prisoners?
I agree.
You see the problem?
Oh, absolutely.
His going to Hanoi can do it. Now, I think a part of the game plan, he can make a commitment to go to Hanoi later.
Later.
Yeah. You know, say, all right, let's meet in Paris, and then he'll come to Hanoi later.
Exactly.
And then there's no problem, but it must not be before the election. It must not be. Third point is this. I strongly feel that if we could make the case that we really would prefer not to do this before the election. I mean, not just politically, but not to do it, because basically one hell of a lot of people in this country, and frankly in Vietnam South particularly, think that we are doing the wrong thing because of the election.
Exactly.
And I just think we ought to say, no, we're just not going to be doing it, but I think that point has just got to be made, that this isn't the right time.
That's right. No, this is right, and in many respects, this has pulled us back from what could have been a more troublesome wicket.
Yeah. Who knows?
Right.
But we're going to work it out in the end. The main point is we've come a long way on these negotiations. As you well know, the war has got to be ended, Al. And we're now at the point where we've got a basis for ending it. We know that the enemy's hurting, or they wouldn't be talking. The Soviets,
right.
The Soviets helping. In other words, they haven't got all the cards either. And we're still bombing. And that's the way it's going to be. And so therefore, we'll end it. But I think the sad part of it is that I just don't know how South Vietnam, I don't see any leadership other than Pew. I don't see any other horse. Looking to the, do you see this, the M syndrome starting again? what happens, how can he be strong if we cut off assistance to him?
Well, what we've got to do is work with the same parameters we've put on the military side and keep the economic in.
In other words,
maybe we can work another deal with Hanoi.
With Hanoi without the political?